Hello, everybody. This is different from the normal intro you would regularly hear, but this is the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. But this is the New Year's address, January 1st, 2020. And it's a new year, and I'm doing this because I'm recording this right before I'm going to go leave and get on a plane and go to New York. So I'm going to be in New York City for New Year's. I'm there as you're hearing this. But I just wanted to post something because I'm like, I didn't get a podcast together, but just a quick thing. Because New Year's, with the whole resolution thing, people think about it in terms of... It's really, you know, you're really reflective over the past year, and it's like, okay, maybe this year is going to be different. I'm going to make some changes. Things are going to change around here. I'm going to be a better person. You know what? I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that. And, you know, this time, I'm totally going to beat that vice. I'm going to kick that vice's ass. Going to do it. I'm hungover as fuck, but I'm going to take care of it. After I, you know, sleep this off. So a lot of that goes on. And of course, I've always felt that, you know, since it's just arbitrary, you know, that you shouldn't put that kind of pressure on yourself. That's why I don't like New Year's resolutions. But you're going to do it. It's like, yeah, time is, it's all relative. And it's just, you know, it's, we're putting that pressure and that little, you know, we picture that year, but it's really, there's only the present and the future doesn't exist and the past is gone, blah, 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 all that stuff. But you're still going to do it. So just when you're in the mindset of this, when you're thinking about, all right, it's a new year, how am I going to approach it? Just realize you're not going to just, it's small steps. You've got to just ease into it. You got to, you know, they say that it takes 45 days, at least 45 days to form a new habit. So that's getting you well past, that's basically doing something until Valentine's Day, at least. So if you want to try something, you know, so you've got to like do your new thing every day until Valentine's Day. And then it's supposed to, the idea is that new process forms finally like forms in your brain so that you can then do it every day, that sort of thing. But I think it takes way longer than that for a lot of especially when you're really changing your lifestyle, and you just don't try to tackle everything at once, man. If you're quitting one vice, don't go, you know what? While I'm at it, I'm gonna quit smoking too. Cigarettes aren't gonna kill you tomorrow, probably. But you know, it's like one step at a time. It's baby steps, it's incremental steps, and you should, and make sure that, let's see, what else is good? What else is good? I'll tell you what, make sure that you appreciate the small victories so that when something happens, let's say you do relapse, and this isn't even just with drugs and booze. Let's say you relapse on a thing that you're trying to do to better yourself this year. You got to just get back to it. You got to go, oh man, that sucks that happened, but I didn't do that thing, or I did this new thing for 28 days. Like, that's pretty impressive. It's like 28 days and then you fuck up a day. So what? Okay, well then let's do 28 more. Because then you're looking at, you know, then you're looking at 56 days that you kicked its ass versus 2 days that you didn't, you know. And if you do it like that, then what? Then it's like over 300 days you kicked ass, but 6 days you didn't. That's still a pretty good percentage. You know what I mean? It's your perspective. You got to appreciate the victories that, you know, because that's going to encourage you to keep going. That's my message when it comes to like resolutions, because you're probably going to do them. You know, in one form or another. You may not call it a New Year's resolution. I'm going to do this, but we're naturally going to reflect over the past year and think ahead to this next year. How's this year going to be? So you know, that's my advice in that kind of thing, because it's real easy to go, man, look at all this shit that I've done or that's happened to me since I've been sober. Like when I think of that for like the past 7 years, I go, wow, man, a lot has changed. I've done a lot. You know, I've come a long way, but it's just been gradual the whole time. It's just been, you know, forward progress, keeping the momentum. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say. And I got to get going. So have a good week. We'll talk to you in a week, and I'll let you know how New York City goes, and unless I make the news because I lost my fucking mind. But if you don't hear about me on the news, I'll let you know next week. Anyway, Happy New Year, everybody. Later.